This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We had a landmark decision, sort of, that means a lot of things, or it could mean a lot of things in a lot of places, but seeing as how we're sort of getting outside of my wheelhouse when it comes to the legalese stuff, I'm a really good radio host. Well, okay. Let's go get Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrelli, Arbalest Quarrel. They'll straighten out and dot the I's and cross the T's. And I believe we have Alejandro with us again this evening. So, good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
All right. So we had this thing where a court has decided that the D.C. law is too restrictive and that the Second Amendment does apply to carrying a gun outside of the home, which is, oh, I don't know. We've been waiting for somebody to say that for a while, right?
Well, definitely so, Bill. This case goes a long way from the days before Heller, which, of course, led up to Heller. The idea that a person cannot even own or possess a handgun anywhere in the district. And that means not even owning or possessing a gun for self-defense in one's own home. All right? I took a look at this case. I just heard about it last night when Stephen called me very excitedly. All right? And he said, yes, it appears that the Second Amendment has just been strengthened through a decision coming down from the a court in the District of Columbia. And already I was wondering if Stephen had heard that correctly. I felt that perhaps something was wrong because I could not believe that anything positive would come out of the District of Columbia. By the way, are we still there?
Yes, you are.
Okay, all right. I got some sort of a beep on my phone. I wasn't sure.
NSA, watch out, okay. NSA.
All right, in any event, yes, I took a close look at the case, and as I would do, I looked at the cases leading up to the district court, the circuit court of appeals for the District of Columbia, which actually handled the case to see what this was all about. All right. Now, actually, this goes back to March of 2015 when the case first came before the district, brought by the Second Amendment Foundation, I believe it was, in a particular individual by the name of Wren, and also a particular minority group that signed on as a party plaintiff. Now, what was very interesting about this case was that it was not brought directly under the Second Amendment, but actually under the Civil Rights Act of Section of 1983, 42 U.S.C. Section 1983. And basically what that says is every person who under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and laws, which would include the Second Amendment, of course, shall be liable to the party injured in an action at lawsuit in equity or other proper proceeding for redress. Basically, it's an action against government officials for violation of one's civil rights. And as well, there was a action for a preliminary injunction as well to basically stay a particular law that the District of Columbia passed on October 9, 2014. It was signed by the mayor of the District of Columbia. And it was called the License to Carry a Pistol Emergency Amendment Act of 2014. All right. This is the thing that was that the plaintiffs filed an action, civil rights action against, and asked for a preliminary injunction. So what does this thing say? It says basically this, that the chief of the Metropolitan Police Department may, upon the application of any person having a residence or place of business within the District of Columbia, or of a person having a residence or place of business within the United States and a license to carry a pistol concealed upon his or her person. This sounds a little bit like reciprocity of national reciprocity, but it isn't. But the United States, at any rate, such a person who has already a concealed carry permit can be issued a license to carry a person in the District of Columbia for not more than 2 years from the date of issue. And this is important. If it appears that the applicant has good reason to fear injury to his or her person or property or has any other proper reason for carrying a pistol and that he or she is a suitable person to be so licensed. Now, it gives the chief of the police department a lot of the discretion, and quite frankly, this is also pretty much the type of standard that the New York that New York City also has put in place, and also
they call it good cause.
Yes, show for good cause beyond simply self-defense. Well, this was
yeah, but good cause is very discretionary, as you know, Roger. They don't really specifically define
it. That was the whole
thing. They say substantial cash, but they don't say what substantial means.
Right.
Now, you know, if your life is in danger, you could be mugged a few times, robbed a few times, but, you know, it's got to be repetitive. Like, so how many times do you have to get robbed at gunpoint? They don't say.
Yeah,
so
they say, well,
it's a lot of discretion.
The whole thing is ridiculous. Actually, I want to go into this a little bit more in depth to give your listeners, Bill, a good handle on just what is at stake here, what is going on, and what we might expect. But I know that
Stephen, we're coming up on the break.
Alejandro.
We're coming up on the break, so I want to. I do want to ask you this. I do want to ask you this before we go into the break. Does this mean that, you know, based upon the way we make law now, because the courts make law now, right? Well, that's the new normal here. Does this mean that all of these states, right, all of these states and cities that have this good cause thing in place, is that jeopardizing all of these other places?
No. No more than the Heller decision itself jeopardized those particular jurisdictions that still have very restrictive laws regarding the use of a handgun in the home, such as California. In fact, that was the very case, that Jackson case, that came up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court did not vote to take it. Justice.
Hold on, right there. We're going to go pay some bills right now. We're going to pull us apart at the seams and talk with Stephen and talk with Alejandro. And when we get back, we're going to do all of that. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9688 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com.
Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My guests this hour from Marvelous Quarrel are Stephen D'Andrelli and Roger Katz, and we're talking about the Washington court decision that just came out concerning concealed carry. Roger, did you want to pick up and run with this for a little bit more?
Well, actually I would, but Alejandro actually has to pick up a plane. He's going back to Spain, and he has some very interesting points, I think, that your listeners might very well be amenable to listening to see the differences between what takes place in Europe as opposed to in this country, so long as the Second Amendment is secure. So,
okay, actually, Roger and Bill and all you listeners out there, we're actually going to get a double barrel here because he's not going to Spain yet. He's going to our neighbor to the north, Canada. He's going to go to Toronto, and he's going to come back, and he's going to visit me here. We're going to talk about the lousy gun laws in Toronto and all of Canada, and then he's going back to Spain. But you know what? Let's not waste time because, yes, time is valuable, and Alejandro is very excited and very appreciative of having this opportunity. So here he is, Alejandro Montes Garcia.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be with you again.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for having me again with you, for giving me this opportunity to talk about all these interesting topics. And well, actually, I want to let you know how is my opinion about, you know, I'm European. I came to the United States for a week, and after a week, I can realize that there is many, it's like to be another planet, you know? It's very different how the things are going here that we don't know even in Europe because we have many media, let me say, many media problems of propaganda going on there and letting us know what they want. So what can I say? First of all, I saw, for example, the right of the self-defense that we were talking about 1 week ago. It's something that in Europe we don't have. Even the people, they don't care about it. And I think when I came here, it's something that we must have it. Because you are, at least I feel safer in a country where I know that I can defend myself than in a country that I know I cannot do anything to protect me and my loved ones, you know, even in my home. With anything, so, I mean, no guns, no knives, no, even a baseball bat, you know, nothing. Nothing means nothing. So.
That's horrible. That's so bleak.
Yeah. It's my opinion, it's at least the truth. I'm not lying. So, in that case, that turns the topic of the propaganda, you know. They're always talking about the bad things, what is happening in the United States. When we came here for the first time, we said, be careful, you know, the United States, be careful very much, because Trump was elected 6 months ago, and you know what's going to happen. So what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. And when I'm here for a week already, I'm more sure about what I say to them. So, in that way, it's we are in a complicated situation, at least from my point of view in Europe, regarding all these topics of media, guns, and self-defense. As I said before, no guns are allowed just for hunting. For hunting, it's okay. But if you have a gun at your place for hunting, you have the license, and someone breaks in, you cannot do anything, even if you have a gun.
You know, Alejandro came over our place a few nights after dinner, and we turned on One American News, cable news network. We turned on Fox Cable News, and he said, what's that? And he couldn't believe what he was hearing. He said, all we do is get BBC, CNBC, all the regular news broadcasts, any newspaper, everything is Trump is bad, America is bad, this is bad, guns are bad. It's basically total propaganda, and it's all over Europe. So I'm as fascinated and shocked about what he has told me about Europe. And even though I travel a lot and I've been to Europe, I didn't realize the extent. And I think about us in the United States and what we take for granted. And that's why later on in the program, I want to remind everyone, you need to call your elected officials and get rolling on this national state, carry reciprocity. We need to start rolling on this. But Alejandro, you have a few more minutes, right, Bill? Do you have any questions specifically, Bill, that you'd like him to address?
Well, I know in the EU they're pressing now to have more gun control in the light of some of the terrorist attacks there. How much more can they possibly squeeze in there?
How much more gun control can they have in Europe? Has it reached its max? Can it get worse?
I think it's worse already. I mean,
it can't get any worse.
No, I'm reading an article here in
America's First Freedom. The NRA, America's First Freedom. He grabbed it right out of my hands. He wants to take it with him. All right, go ahead. You can have it.
And for example, he's saying that it's not allowed even to pepper spray, knives, baking gloves, pistol for sure, even a taser to protect yourself. So what that means, that you are not allowed to protect yourself?
Oh, he's talking about Charles Cook's article in America's First Freedom, this month's issue, on page 38, it's about Brits versus guns.
Right.
And he could relate to that. He could relate to that. But that's exactly the way it is in Spain and Europe.
We're heading into the next break. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. They're now featured writers, Stephen and Roger, at amoland.com. And on those occasions when they both are in town and Roger's not having a computer issue and Stephen is not somewhere in one of the Caribbean islands, they're here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back to continue on with the discussion. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
GCN, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by Stephen D'Andrelli, Roger Katz, and is Alejandro still with us, or is he headed to the Canadian border?
Actually, Billy, you're not going to believe this. I contacted the pilot of the plane, and he has agreed to hold the flight 1 minute so Alejandro could make one very important brief statement to us, and then we're going to flash him out of here and get him on that flight. So here's Alejandro for one more minute, and then it's Roger's show and yours.
So, thank you. I'm going to be very brief. I just want to say that in Europe, we are always talking about freedom. And since I'm here, I can realize what is really freedom. You know what I say that? Because you have the possibility here to choose what different opinions you have on the TV, on the radio, for example, Rock and Load. And so you have different options to inform yourself. Amoland, weblogs, Arbalest, etc. So just want to let you know that I think this is a country where the freedom really exists. It's a great country on my eyes as a European. And I want to let you know also that I would like to talk about the problem in Spain, so maybe the same was in Spain too. Let's hope so. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
For everything, and hope to see you and to talk to you again, all of you soon.
Safe travels.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to stick around, but I want Roger to say what he wants to say without interrupting again, I promise.
Not that it's all that important, but yes, it is important, I have to say.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Actually, on the basis of what Alejandro has been telling us, is that Americans cannot ever sit back on their laurels, that we have to be ever vigilant. Now, getting back to the case here, Wren, this is clearly an instance where the fact that the Second Amendment was protected was not an easy thing to do. The fact that we have to do this at all in the face of these restrictive pieces of gun legislation shows just how tenuous and on thin ice we are constantly walking. We can never be too certain that our Bill of Rights is ever secure. In any event, getting back to this, on the first case of Wren handled by the district court in back in March of 2015, the court did issue a preliminary injunction. And the preliminary injunction, which falls under the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 65, says basically this. This is what the court has to determine when issuing an injunction, basically finding that the D.C. law is may be unconstitutional. Basically, the injunction would be issued if there's, one, a substantial likelihood of success on the merits. That means that the plaintiffs will prove that their rights were violated under Section 1983 of the Civil Rights Act. Two, they have to show a likelihood of irreparable injury if the injunction is not issued. Three, they have to show that there's a substantial likelihood of injury to other parties. So it's not just the plaintiffs in the suit. And four, they would have to show that there would be the furtherance of a public interest in the issuance of this injunction. And in fact, the judge determined that all those particular standards have been met, and the injunction was issued. Well, as you could well imagine, the District of Columbia wasn't very happy about that. And so they appealed immediately to the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. And on December 20th of 2015, the Circuit Court ruled that the injunction was improperly issued. Why was it improperly issued? Well, this is what the court said. They said that the judge who issued the injunction was not a District of Columbia judge. He was a visiting judge from the Northern District of New York, as if that would be considered a bastion of conservatism. But be that as it may, what the circuit court said was that the that this New York judge must be assigned and designated by the Chief Justice of the District of Columbia. And the circuit court said, well, it does appear that the Chief Justice did properly assign and designate this New York judge to serve temporarily on the circuit court, on the district court in Columbia, but that he can only sit for certain designated enumerated cases. And this particular Section 1983 case was not one of them. So what did the circuit court do? It basically vacated that preliminary injunction and sent it back down. So what happened then? Well, the court that heard it, another district court, this time with a District of Columbia judge, found that the preliminary injunction standards were not met, all right? And for that reason, the the plaintiffs would not be given their injunction, and the court, the case would have to proceed on the merits, and the injunction with the law of the District of Columbia would be held valid until a final hearing on the merits of the case. Well, that didn't sit well with the plaintiffs, so the plaintiffs then filed their own interlocutory appeal to back up to the circuit, asking that the injunction be reinstated. And the but meanwhile, it appears that the district court was still going to keep that injunction in place. And as a result, what happened eventually was what we have, where the circuit court did hear the case and rule clearly on the merits of this and determined that the law was unconstitutional. Now, what I found very
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. At unconstitutional, we're going into the last break for the hour. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amoland.com, where they're both featured writers, Stephen and Roger. And at least once a week, you're going to find them here at Lock and Load as we pull apart the legalese that I don't know anything about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking to Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel about the... Finally, what was that judge's name? Griffith in that case?
Judge Griffith wrote the opinion for the majority in the decision. It was a three-judge panel. It wasn't unanimous. There was a dissent. What I found interesting was both the first paragraph of the opinion and the last paragraph. And let me just read those two paragraphs to you because I find it interesting for setting forth basically the position of the two sides. Basically those who believe in the sanctity of the Bill of Rights and those who do not. And what he said was this at the beginning of his opinion. Constitutional challenges in gun laws create peculiar puzzles for courts. In other areas, after all, a law's validity might turn on the value of its goals and the efficiency of its means. But gun laws almost always aim at the most compelling goal, saving lives, while evidence of their effects is almost always deeply contested. This would seem to be a shot, by the way, to the anti-gun groups. On top of that, the Supreme Court has offered little guidance. And the first in-depth examination of the Second Amendment is younger than the first iPhone, referring to District of Columbia. And by its own admission, that first treatment manages to be mute on how to review gun laws in a range of other cases. But listening closely to Heller 1, that was the original Heller case that Scalia wrote the opinion on, reveals this much of least. The Second Amendment erects some absolute barriers that no gun law may breach. This lesson will prove crucial as we consider the challenges presented in these cases to the District of Columbia's limits on carrying guns in public. All right? Now, the final paragraph, he said this before he basically instituted that injunction. To watch the news for even a week in any major city is to give up any illusions about the problem of handgun violence in the country. And he's quoting Heller. The district has understandably sought to fight the scourge with every legal tool at its disposal. For that long struggle against gun violence, you might see in today's decision a defeat. talking now to the anti-gun people. He adds, you might see the opposite. To say whether it is one or the other is beyond our ken. We are bound to leave the district as much space to regulate as the Constitution allows, but no more. Just so our opinion is little more than trace the boundaries laid in 1791, flagged in Heller 1, and the resulting decision rests on a rule so narrow that good reason laws seem almost uniquely designed to defy it, that the law-abiding citizen's right to bear arms, common arms, must enable the typical citizen to carry a gun. All right? So there you have it. Basically, they said that self-defense with use of a firearm does not stop at the doorstep of one's house. It transcends that. And it also made very clear that the Second Amendment is basically sacrosanct and inviolate. And that in itself was something that the anti-gun groups and anti-gun jurists, the mainstream media, and politicians like Schumer and Pelosi and that party out in California refused to believe. So at any rate, what can the District of Columbia do? Because they're in the place that usually plaintiffs are. Well, they can do one of a few things. Three things, actually. They can appeal or request, actually, an en banc hearing where the full complement of judges on the Circuit Court of Appeals, whether that's 10 or 12 or 13, will hear the case, assuming that they want to, and then possibly get a reversal. They could appeal directly to the Supreme Court. And as a third possibility, they could capitulate and simply issue a firearm hearing permit to those individuals who are not under disability. But that makes the District of Columbia a shall-issued state. Now, you asked me before, Bill, whether the decision at the district court, or actually the circuit court level, applies to other jurisdictions. It does not. But what it does do is give a lot of support for the position that basically the right to carry a handgun outside of the home for self-defense is going to be legal in other jurisdictions, like California, well, the Ninth Circuit, which takes into account California and Washington and Oregon and Hawaii, and in the Seventh Circuit. And what we're going to see eventually, if more circuits do accept the arguments presented by the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, we will have now basically the blueprint for getting national handgun carry reciprocity. And the federal government, the Republicans, will definitely have to take this up. Why they haven't taken it up again, I don't know, but they will. But the question is, though, will this, let's say that the District of Columbia appeals to the Supreme Court. Will the Supreme Court take this case up? Well, you know that the Supreme Court refused to hear the Freedman case that was in Chicago, and they refused to hear the Jackson case. The Jackson case also dealing with essentially the same issue that this D.C. case and the Freedman case dealing with the issue of assault weapons. And so we have two core matters here, by the way. One, dealing with where a firearm can be carried and for what purpose. And the other has to do with the kinds of weapons that people can have. And will the Supreme Court pick this up? I really don't know. Assuming the District of Columbia doesn't decide to appeal it, because you know damn well that the Breyer and Ginsburg and Sotomayor and Kagan will do everything they can to reverse the decision of the Circuit Court, the District of Columbia. They may take the case up only because it's the case that comes on the heels of Heller directly from the jurisdiction that heard the Heller case. What we don't know is what Kennedy and Roberts will do. So we'll have to wait and see. But clearly this is a critical juncture for us and a very important decision. And this, together with Colby, does create a little light at the end of the tunnel for us, and hopefully will strike the death knell for groups like Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety and the Brady Group and others. So we'll have to wait and see. Clearly, they're not going to be happy with this, and we're in a very strong position. And let's see, let's hope that the Republicans will run with it. And, Stephen, I'm sure you have some words to that effect to get the Republican senators and congressmen rolling on this.
What, in 2 seconds, Roger? you did a great job. I'm sorry, Bill. How much time do we have?
About 20 seconds.
About 20 seconds. Call your congressmen, call your senators, jump up and down, all right? Tell everybody we want a national carry reciprocity pass now. How's that? Did I do it?
That works. Catch them at arbalistquarrel.com. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.